Good morning, everyone. Today our scripture comes from Psalm 34, which was written by David, the famous David from the Bible of David and Goliath. He's also the famous David who later became King David. This psalm is what I like to call a whoo moment. When I say whoo, maybe if I spell it, you'll know what I mean. W-H-E-W. Usually followed by an exclamation point, because when you say, whew, you mean, well, that almost happened, or yikes, that was almost me. I almost stepped out in traffic, or I almost said something without thinking it through, and boy, oh boy, that would have been bad. Well, David, because he had almost been killed, but wasn't, wrote this psalm to say to God, whew, thank you, Lord, for protecting me. And part of what he talks about is maybe we ought to, instead of waiting until the whew moments to praise God, to know God, to walk with God, maybe we ought to go ahead and start chewing. So instead of whew, maybe chew is what David is saying. He's saying that God is wonderful. Come taste and see what a relationship with God is like. And it made me think about one of the most precious relationships in my life, and that is with my niece, Sophie. When she was growing up, as all kids do, they learn what foods they like and what foods they don't like. Well, I had the privilege of being able to share with her over all these years, and really up until even now, some of the things that I like that maybe she's never tried. And I would always say, trust me, Sophie, I know you pretty well. I think you're going to like it. And she would look at me a little bit unsure sometimes, but she would try the food. And I really meant it when I said, I think I know you pretty well. And trust me, I would never give her something that I thought she would spit out, something that I thought would make her sick. Now, I might have given her something that I thought was unique and might have been a challenge for her to taste. I might have given her something that was really, 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 really good for her, but maybe wasn't the best tasting. But every time I did this with Sophie, I did it with her in mind and because I loved her. And some of the things that stand out to me over the years have been freeze-dried okra. Who would have thought she liked it, but she did. Barley greens mixed in water. Who would have thought she liked it, but she kind of did. I think that one was more about the excitement of drinking something that tasted almost like grass that just got mown. And then strawberries. And I remember also introducing her to boiled peanuts. So what's my point? My point is that God is way better than barley greens, way better than okra, way better than strawberries, or even boiled peanuts. And so maybe we should always chew on God. Chew and pray and bless and remember how much He cares for us, and that whatever He brings into our lives, it's what is best for us. There is a reason. Instead of going, whoo, after we, thanks to God, narrowly miss doing something that would have been not so great, or trying something that would have been not such a good idea. So like David, I am often a person who ends up saying, whoo, instead of being smart enough to chew. So next time you're thinking about how you just had a whoo moment, start right then, maybe, and chew and taste that the Lord is good. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for all the flavors of the world and for helping us to chew and to enjoy and to appreciate even some of the flavors, some of the experiences that are harder to swallow. Amen.